Catherine Heaney, at the opening of the home place, which is in memory of your father, the great Seamus Heaney, how are you feeling at the opening today?
I'm feeling a mix of feelings. Obviously, the whole thing packs quite an emotional punch, but my overriding feeling is one of really delight in what they've achieved here. Certainly a sense of relief that it's now open and up and running and that it looks so great. And also it is a little bit tinged with bittersweet feelings because it commemorates Dad and it's 3 years since his death. But no, the overriding feeling is one of celebration.
I'm looking behind you. There's an exhibit that says Parting Wisdom, which looks for children to put their thoughts on paper about how they feel. For me, that is the parting, you know, that is the parting wisdom from this exhibition. I think that's the bit that Seamus would probably have thought, yep, way to go.
I think you're right. I think that the whole educational aspect of this place, so that it celebrates and encourages creativity, would really have pleased him, and the fact that that's very central to what it's aiming to do, be it in local schools and for people, children, but not just children, adults too, visiting the place, that it encourages you to look at the poetry and learn from it and enjoy it and have fun with it. And what better legacy could there be than that?
It also is a very tranquil place to be, and it actually does take you into the words. It makes you want to think about running through grass with bare feet, or, you know, picking blackberries, and that is something I didn't expect. It's very moving.
I agree. I found we came here yesterday, myself, my mother and my brothers, to have just a quiet hour, just the family, to see it for the first time, and we all felt that absolute admiration for what the team behind the exhibition here have done. Because when we first visited the shell of the building earlier this year, you looked at it and went, wow, that's a lot of space to fill. It was slightly daunting. And what they've done is they've created a space which is tranquil. There's a lot of room, there's a lot of air and light, but there is also this sense of intimacy. And you can really connect with the poems, and you can hear Dad read them. You can look at the pictures of the people behind them. And again, We saw all that on paper. It was explained to us as a concept, but nothing can prepare you for how it feels when you walk in, and I think they've really succeeded brilliantly in doing that.
Yeah, they really have, and I encourage anyone coming to Ireland to come and visit it. It is a really special place and home place.
Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.